Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Open Our Eyes, Lord.
The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have won for him the victory.
The Lord has made known his salvation. His deliverance has he openly shown in the sight of the nations.
Well, for some reason now we don't hear you. He has remembered his mercy and faithfulness towards the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Oh dear, it all moved and yes. Sound praises to the Lord, all the earth. Break into singing and make noise, music.
Make music to the Lord with the lyre and the voice of melody.
Of trumpets and the sound of the horn, sound praises before the Lord, the King.
And the sea thunder and all that fills it, the world and all that dwell upon it.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills sing, let the hills ring out together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth.
In righteousness shall he judge the world, and the peoples with equity.
The Lord has made known his salvation. Lord God, just and true, you make your salvation known in the sight of the nations. Tune the song of our hearts to the music of creation, as you come among us to judge the earth through our Saviour Jesus Christ.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Joycey, as you have joined us back with sound, are you happy to read this passage? So it's a few verses from Ezekiel, and it will be on the screen, starting on verse 11.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Lament over the king of Tyre. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, raise a lamentation, king of Tyre, and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the signet of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. Sardius, topaz and diamond, beryl, onyx and jasper, sapphire, emerald and carbuncle, and crafted in gold were your settings and your engravings. On the day that you were created, they were prepared. You were an anointed guardian cherub. I placed you, you were on the holy mountain of God. In the midst of the stones of fire, you walked. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created, till unrighteousness was found in you. In the abundance of your trade, you were filled with violence in your midst, and you sinned. So I cast you as a profane thing from the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O guardian cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I exposed you before kings to feast their eyes on you. By the multitude of your iniquities, in your unrighteousness of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. So I brought fire out from your midst. It consumed you, and I turned you to ashes on the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who know you amongst the peoples are appalled at you. You have come to a dreadful end and shall be no more forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And then we have the New Testament. And thank you, Leslie, for doing that which is in chapter 13, verse 11 verses.
Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to his Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my head and hands as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much. If you followed yesterday harvest service, I had three words for the talk on those passage in Old Testament and New Testament, which was generosity, warnings, and gratitude. And here again, I think it's a lot about similar words, which is about thanksgiving and being proud or being humble. And we have in kind of our psalm reading the reality that actually God's judgment is a good thing. It is about bringing to light the realities that mostly has been hidden in darkness. And we have at the end of this the psalm that when God brings judgment, the whole creation is called to be joyful, because it is going to be a time where things will be put to right. All things will be put to right. And we know as Christians that our righteousness, our right standing, doesn't depend on our works, because when God comes to us with his light, we know we all sin, we all are unrighteous. And we understand that the only way to stand in righteousness is through God's grace, through God's gift, and the gift especially that he's been shown through Jesus Christ, who in our stead died our death and paid the punishment for our sins. So we have, "Let the sea thunder and all that fills it, the world and all that dwells upon it. The river claps their hands, and let the hills ring out together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth." And we need to think about how is that reality of judgment actually good news. Well, in our Old Testament, we have the story of a king who started well. It says, "You did start well," and kind of an expression of the blessings that they had received, blessings of wealth, blessings of ability to be successful. But the danger when wealth grows and success grows is that instead of coming to God in gratitude and thankfulness and in worship, we turn to ourselves and become proud. And that's what happened with this nation. They became proud and their wealth became a place of violence and they sinned. And yesterday I shared that Old Testament passage of the people of God, Israel, who were promised a good place and said, now you're leaving the desert, which was a place of harshness, place of total dependence. They couldn't do much for themselves and God fed them and protected them. And they were going to be a place where they could settle and enjoy life, have food to plenty. And the same reality happened in their midst. They became proud. And the key kind of verse of Moses, who gives those last instructions to them, he says, be careful that you may say to yourself, after you've been in that country of plenty, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. And he kind of instructs them to remember that it is the Lord your God who is the one who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so to confirm his covenant or his love, his grace, his goodness towards him. So pride is the greatest danger for us that separates us from God. And in our New Testament, we have the complete opposite. God himself coming to us in the person of Jesus, who at the time he knew where he was going, back to the Father. He knew that everything was given into his hand. He could have done anything he wanted from the Father. But instead of using that to grow proud and to be self-centered, he did the opposite. He took a position that was the most menial position in the known world. He went to wash his friends' feet, his disciples' feet, something that it's the lowest of the slave of the household, that was his job. But Jesus did that, showing the real character of God, a God who wants a relationship with his creation and who would go all the way, even to the meanest place, to win our hearts, to open our eyes, to call us back home. So he washed the disciples' feet, and Peter rightly, in a sense, says, you can't do this. You are the one we are serving. You are God in our midst. How can you do that? Or if you do that, then wash me completely. And Jesus says, you've already been washed, because for 3 years you've followed me, you've listened to my voice, you've accepted my teaching, sometimes reluctantly, and you've made many mistakes, but you are open to who I am and what I can do for you. You only need your feet to be washed. You only need, because you still tread this world, a broken world, a sinful world, and day by day, you need my forgiveness and grace to grow and be transformed. So today we are challenged in the midst of wealth that we are experiencing in our country here in England, in the midst of all the blessings we have. If we get sick, we have an NHS, wonderful place where people for free will look after us. If we have children, we can send them to a school. We don't need to fear, like in some places, and we know all the dreadful pictures and images we see of Israel and Gaza and many other places where just going outside is a scary time for people, as they don't know what might be just around the corner. We have freedom. We have so much blessing. Let us not feel guilty about it. It's a blessing from God, but let's use it. Let's use it well. Let's have our eyes open to the needs around us. Let's continue to be those who are grateful to God for what we have and who seeks to honor him with all that we are, not just our money, but our time and our gifts and our talents. So let's start this week with gratitude. Let's believe that God's judgment is a good thing. And let's follow the example of our Lord Jesus, who, knowing that everything was given into his hands, decided to serve and not be served. let us be at St. James, those known of serving our community the best we can, not trying to do more than we can, but what we can to do it well with God's strength and to bring honor to him. So let's take this day and the task that are ahead, the world and its needs, and the church and her life in our prayers today. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. This has been the prayers throughout the century, a time when all will be revealed. And when we say that, sometimes there is a place in our hearts where we might not want that. Maybe there are unfinished business in our own lives. Lord Jesus, you said that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Through your servant Paul, those were the words that gives us courage and affirmation that we belong to you. That whether at times our hearts seems to condemn us, you are the one who shed your blood to make us righteous, and we are thankful and grateful. And we realize that all the blessings that we are experiencing in this country are from your hands. We thank you for the school system. We thank you for our health system. We thank you for the protection when we are sick and unable to work, that there are things in place for us to still be able to have the comfort of a house and to be fed. We thank you for that. We pray for those who's because of the harshness of life are in a very difficult place. We think of Open Door, that we are supporting people in the streets when now we feel the temperature dropping and the upcoming winter arriving. We pray for those who are homeless, and especially we pray for the lady we've met yesterday at church. That through our hands and through our feet, she will experience something of your goodness, but that you also will fill her with your love. Not with maybe thousands, hundreds of thousands of Christians around the world, we continue to pray for Israel and Gaza. We just come to you. We know it was a place meant to be a good place. And yet it has been a place of conflicts and devastation. Yet it's the place where you, Jesus, were born into. And where you died on the cross to open up the possibility for all those who accept the gift to be reconciled. And one day we know that the whole of creation will be freed from its bondage to sin and death. Lord, give courage to all those who are filled with your spirit, who tries to be a light in the darkness in these places. Give courage to those who seek to stand for what is right. Those doctors and nurses in hospitals who are ready to put their lives on the line to protect and to care. As there seems to be an opening for opening borders in Egypt, I pray it will be done with generosity. And as we look at conflicts that are happening really far, we also are very aware of conflicts in our own communities. And we pray that those who are responsible to share news and make us able to understand situations. We'll do that with clarity and honesty.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.